Thank you, Chair, and we thank you for the proposed 2025 roadmap. We look forward to engage constructively with the participants in the room, with member states, and obviously with you and OECHR. We have several points to make regarding the proposed methodology. First, on the dates that you proposed to us. Regarding the first and second intersessional thematic consultation, we would definitely agree with our colleagues from the European Union to try to pack that into one single week, especially because it entails important financial costs for participants. And this, I think, is important to keep in mind. So we would definitely ask you to consider holding that the week of the 10th February, the one and first and second session consultations. Regarding the dates of the third and fourth intersessional thematic consultations in June, we want to raise to you that we have the International Labour Conference, and my trade union counterpart there, I'm sure will be very busy like we do. And I also see some government representative, notably my distinguished colleague from Colombia. Also, I'm sure he will be present there. So if you can also take that into account, that we will definitely not be available for those dates. And then regarding the proposed methodology itself and not the dates, we have some questions regarding the role of the non-papers. Will these be informative or will they include substantive proposals? If you could also respond to that question. For us, it is important that they give directions without preempting a meaningful dialogue during the consultations. Secondly, our understanding and those of many states has been that the legal experts' role should not propose language per se, but should limit themselves to provide general guidance. And I think I heard many states also on this path. And therefore, we question the fact that in the methodology during the second day of consultations, this would allow legal experts to present textual proposals with options or possible solutions to the divergences. We also, again, express the need to have a clear TOR, term of reference, for the role of the legal experts, because for now it is not clear enough. We also would like to know if textual proposals that are agreed during the international consultations, will they be considered as approved for the 10th session, for the 11th session, or, and how the working group plan to conduct those approvals. And finally, I want to reiterate a central role, a certain point for us as global business community. We really call on all the participants here to respect the views that we have. We never all agree on everything, but at least we can definitely look for respect and mutual respect. So thank you. And again, thank you also for the conduct of the business, and congratulations to you. Thank you.